Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus. The Ilei Nishmas, Maris Esther Vasev Shmuel, and Bati Esther Vasev Dov, and Lerfuas Dov Zev Ben Chasya. So Shachal Yisrael, Nechivas Rachaim Tzvi, Chol Anova Melah. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Orot HaKodesh, של מרן הרב, עמוד ר' ל"ד, בחלק השלישי, כמדומני, וזה גם פסקה שמופיעה בשמונה קפצים, בקובץ ו', עמוד ק"א, יש לי תמיד עדיפות לעיין בשמונה קפצים, כי זה הניסוח המקורי של הרב, למרות שיש אומרים ש... עדיף עם אחרי העריכה של הנזיר, אבל אני, זו החולשה שלי, כל אחד עם החולשות שלו. אומר הרב, הסדר של העלאת המידות היא בנפש החוכמה מיוחדת, שצריכה להרחבתה את כל הרכוש של תורת הנפש עם כל ההתחדשות היותר מעובדה שבדורותינו. ובעולם היא הסתכלות עולם רחבה, שתוכל להכניס בתוכה את כל המדע והרגש היותר מחודש, וליתן בכל אלה נשמה חדשה, שתוכל מאז להתאים עם כל דרישת הקודש והמוסר, הטהור והאיתן. אז נושא של הפסקה, אנחנו נעזרים גם בפירושו של הרב פופר, הפירוש הנפלא. The topic of this passage is the avodah of elevating the midas, and that includes expanding the chidushim of the world. Rav omer she'aseder shel ha'alat ha'midot hi benefesh chokhma miyuchedet. The order of elevating midas is in the soul a unique wisdom. Rav medaber kan bedarga gvoah, he's talking a very high level of avodas hamidos, is an avoda that's shayach more to the beirurim. In other words, a person has to be mevarer tov and ra. But there's a madrega of ha'alah, of elevation, that a person has to elevate the metzias, and this darga is higher than the basic pashut metzias of beir hamidos. So writes the Rav in Oiras HaKodesh in Chelek Dalid, page Tavkuf Yud Gimel. העלאת עולמות וברורים. אומר הרב, ישנן שתי שאיפות אציליות, there are two noble desires, strivings, ברורים והעלאת עולמות, to be mevarer, to clarify, to take the good from the bad, and to elevate the worlds. הראשונה היא מידת כל אדם. Everybody can do the first thing, you have to do the first thing, to separate the good from the bad. ועבודת הצדיקים של הדורות קשורה ברעיון יסודי זה. And the avoid of the tzaddikim of the generations is connected to this fundamental idea. והשנייה היא מידת יחידי עולם. And the second, העלאת עולמות, elevating the worlds, that's the midah of the יחידי עולם, of those unique individuals in our world, the Rav Cooks of our world, the Rav Chalaps of our world, the Tzadikim Yisodei Olam, the Mari Derozin, the Mekubalim, ve'avot olam she'or ruach apeinu Mashiach Hashem zoreach behem, and the fathers of the world, that the light of the spirit of our breath, the Mashiach of Hashem, shines within them. Those are the Yechidei Olam. Machshavtam kshura b'yisod avodata mitzad ha'ala'at ha'olamot. So they're elevating the world. So the Fima calls there that there are two sheifas in the world. There's Beira Olam and Beira Toivara. That's number one. And the second is Halos Olamos. So they're very holy people. They can elevate the Midas. How do you do that? How do you elevate Midas? So the Rav says in Shemona Kvatzim, בקובץ ו' ופסקה קופנון ח' שורש הגאווה, what's the root of גאיבה? היא בקדושה גדולה, with great קדושה. היא הגאווה הקדושה, the holy גאיבה. מתגאים אנו בשם, we have גאיבה, we have pride with God. באלוקים גדול, חרב גאוותנו, he is our great God. The sword of our pride. מתקיים אנו ביחד עם כל העולמים, עם כל היצורים, כי כולנו יצורי אלוקים חיים. אנחנו כולנו הננו קשורים באור החיים השלמים העליונים, וסוף הכל להגד בחיי הכל. We're all connected to this great light, to this great God, and in the end we're all gonna be brought together to this oneness. So in other words, this halas amidus, you have this meat of gaiva, and gaiva is lechor is something very negative. All the muslim are against gaiva, rightfully so. But then gaiva also has a positive side, that it's rooted in something good. Where does it come from? It comes from our gaiva b'Hashem. We have to know that we're great. It says in the Sefer Shivchei HaRe'aya, Sipur Nifla Me'od. There was a certain person in London who thought he was Mashiach. And they went to psychologists and other good Yidden, and nothing helped. They couldn't take away from him his shikaon, his mishigas. They brought him before the Rav, and the Rav said, "You should know it. You're true. It's true. You, to a certain extent, are Mashiach, because every Jew has the spark of Mashiach within him. Someone has a smaller spark, other people have a bigger spark. You have a bigger spark. You have a larger measure. But you know what? The benefit is only if you don't speak about it. When you speak about it, you could lose it." That was what the Rav told him. Berov ge'onuto. And from what I remember, it helped. So there is this nekud of Mashiach within a person. It's greatness. We're connected to godliness. We have tremendous potential. So the Rav writes that the Seder of Halas HaMidos, it's a special chachma, shetzicha leharchavata, that requires for its expansion, et kol harachush, all the possessions of Torah HaNefesh, of the teachings of the soul and psyche, im kol hetchatshut hayoter meubada shebedorotenu, with all of the renewal that has been cultivated and developed in our generation. In other words, we're not mevatel the koichos in a person, we expand them. So we have to expand our soul. And the Rav here writes, in other words, there is room for secular psychology. What does secular psychology do? They do a lot of research, and then, based on their research, they come up with theories and with ways of helping people. They see what's beneficial and what's not beneficial. And when you speak to 1,000 people and 2,000 people and 5,000 people, and you do study, so there's what to learn. Nobody would go to a Rav to do brain surgery. No, I heard you're a big Talmud Chacham. Can you operate on my brain? I haven't heard that yet. Why? Because there's obviously something to be learned in medical school that we don't learn in the base medicine, and that's fine. Because the Torah is not a medical book. The Torah is here to teach us how to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. And part of serving the Rabbanu Shalom is looking into his world and learning what we can from his world, about how to serve him, and about how he operates. It's also, Teva is also Ratzon Hashem. So if there's wisdom, Chachma B'Goyim Tamin, if to believe it and use it, use the Chachma B'Goyim. So that's what you have to do, to elevate the Midas. You have to understand how the Midas work. With all of the Ischachas of our generation, that doesn't mean that you have to buy into every theory. V'vaday shelo. But there is what to learn when enough research is done and certain ideas have been proven. So then we can use that. Somebody wrote a book about Torah and psychology, so he said he's not a Rav, not a psychologist, but that was the subject of his book. So he said, nothing is from the outside world. It's only from the Torah, because the Torah has all the psychology in it. So first of all, the Torah has a tremendous amount of psychology in it. But this person said that he never read a non-Torah psychology book in his life. So how does he know that it's all in the Torah? He never read anything outside. So the Rav here is saying that there is. So again, that doesn't mean that we buy into every theory and we believe in every psychologist and chas v'shalom. And a lot of psychology overlooks the fact that we have a neshama kedosha, a neshama tahara. But there's nothing to be learned. You know, it's even the biggest rabbanim, the biggest tzaddikim and gaonim and rashi yeshivas, they sent a psychologist. Everybody knows. Anybody today who runs a yeshiva has to have on their Rolodex, Olav Shalom. It's this thing called a Rolodex. You have all your phone numbers. You have to have numbers of therapists, because some people need a therapist. Rav Shach used to send to Rav Shlomo Hoffman, was a therapist, and Rav Shach sent to him. He didn't send to the local Rosh Kollel or the Bnei Brak is filled with Talmidei Chachamim. He would send people to him in Yerushalayim, because that was his expertise. Psychology. The Rav writes in Orot HaKodesh in Chelek Aleph, Amud Yud Zayin, Kol ha-machshavot hegioniot hem, ubekesher sismati hen nikshavot, ומאלה יודעים אנו שאין שום מחשבה בתהילה בעולם כלל. ומה זה ייפלא כי חסידי עליון ישרי לבב באמת אין חושך ואין צל מוות לפניהם. והם נוטלים מכל עניין ומכל תוכן קרוב או רחוק, את הטוב, את הרעננות, את הקודש שבו, ומקרבים אותו על הקודש כמו שהוא באמת קרוב, ויחוד הכל ביסוד הקודש. All machshavas are logical, they're systematically connected, and we know that there's no machshava b'tehila in the world. And is it a wonder that Chasidei Elyon, there's no darkness, there's no shadow of death in front of them? They take from everything, close or far, the good, the freshness, the holy, and they bring it to Kedusha. So again, when he says, Kol machshavos hegioniotem, it doesn't mean that everything everybody thinks is logical. Most of what most people think is illogical. A lot of it anyway. But the point is that the tzaddikim, the tzaddikim are able to take from every inyan, from everything, they're able to take the good. Everything has a kesher to Kedusha. So that's what we have to do in order to elevate the midas. We have to understand the midas. ובעולם יסתכלות העולם רחבה, שתוכל להכניס תוך את כל המדע והרגע שיותר מחודש. So, we have to have this broad perspective on the world to bring in all of the science and feelings that are the newest revelations of psychology. The Rev writes in Igorot HaRaya in the first volume on page 311, and Igorot Reisha Ein Dalet, Da Yididi, וידעי ידידי שכל העניינים הגדולים הם תלויים זה בזה, כי מתוך שאין רוב הלומדים אפילו גדולים שבדור משימים ליבם להיות גדולים בהלכות יראת שמיים, והרחבתה הגדולה ראויה למנהיגי הדור, על כן אין כוחם יפה ללכת בשבילים חדשים הראויים לפי הזמן. ולכוונם כלפי הקודש, והם הנושאים לפי דעתם לעמוד על הנקודה של הסגנון הישן, בלי לקחת כל נקודת עבר מהדרכים החדשים. You should know, my friend, that all the big inyanim are interconnected, because most people today, even the big loimdim, aren't big mevinim in Yehochas Yerushamayim. In other words, there are a lot of people, they're tremendous lamdanim, and they can say beautiful Torahs, and Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Kochim and Tyrus, it's mamish beautiful. You should kiss them, love them, hug them, give them lots and lots and lots of money in order to support them, their families, their kollelim, their yeshivas. But they're not all experts at Yirat Shamayim. And therefore, they don't know how to go in the new pathways that are fitting according to the time. And every generation has their own nisyanos. And not everybody today, Baruch Hashem, the world has changed. Even, you know, people, even the most cloistered Rosh Yeshivas and Yeshivas, they still are very, a lot more than they used to be, open to more contemporary ideas. Like we said before, therapists and therapy and different issues and dealing with them in ways that are have been revealed to be effective in the more modern world. But the Rav says in his time, some of the Rabbanim were just going according to the old way. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You have to do the new way because it's a new world. You're going to educate your kids like the old way? You know, you step out of line, you get smacked in the face. Today, if that's the way you raise a kid, it's about 102% chance that the kid's going to go off to derech. Parents are too strict. So that's a big yisoid. Big yisoid, my rabbi is saying. And that's what the rabbi is saying over here in this shtickle. להכניס בתוכה את כל המדע והרגש היותר מחודש, וליתן בכל אלה נשמה חדשה. And give all of these things a new soul, שתוכל מייז להתאים לכל דרישת הקודש והמוסר והתור ואיתן. In other words, you can't just take the secular thing and leave it there. You have to bring it into, you have to be megayer it and bring it into the world of Kedusha, into the world of Musar, into the world of purity. כה אמר השם, אלוקים, כה אמר, I think אלוקים השם, בורא שמיים, בורא השמיים ונותיהם, רוקה הארץ וצאצאה, נותן נשמה למלא ורוח להולכים בה. פסוק in Isaiah 42:5. That Hashem says he's the creator of the world. The heavens, the earth, he gives a neshama to the nation on it and a spirit to those who go in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give a neshama to this nation that's going on the earth, and that's also our job, that we have to give a new neshama to all of these modern findings. So that's the Piska Gimel Chochmat Ha'alat Amidot. So hopefully we learn something in Ritz Hashem. But we know that we'll continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.